Okay, so I was talking about ionic bonds. I want to say a few brief things also about van der Waals bonds. So van der Waals bonds are weak bonds, and they're bonds between two neutral atoms or molecules. So if you have two electrically neutral things, then at first you'd say there should not really be an interaction. If it's, for instance, two helium atoms. If you bring two helium atoms together at very low temperatures, they will form a molecule, a helium-2 molecule through van der Waals interactions. And it's based just on fluctuations. So there's one atom and there's another atom nearby. And this one is neutral, so there's a positive charge and there's some negative electron moving around it. And helium it's got a filled shell, so they don't form a normal bond. But there are fluctuations where on this atom, there'll be just some quantum fluctuation where the positive charge moves away from the center of the negative charge for a short period of time. This costs energy, but the uncertainty principle says that you can violate energy conservation for some short period of time. And when this happens, over here, it polarizes the other one. So if there was a dipole moment here, it would polarize the other one as well. And now these two, this positive and negative charge are closer together than this positive and positive charge. And this negative and negative charge, this positive and negative charge are closer together than the positive and positive or negative and negative charges. And in this kind of arrangement, there is a weak attraction between the two. A little bit later, the quantum fluctuation goes away and it does something like this. So then you would get plus and minus over here. It would fluctuate in another direction, but when you integrate over this over time, you get a weak attraction between these two neutral quantities. And this is what's responsible for holding something like a crystal of ideal gases together. So if you have an argon crystal or something like this, where you take atoms of an ideal gas, you cool them down to very low temperatures. At low temperatures, you can get them to crystallize. They tend to go in a close pack structure because they're not really bonding with each other. They're just these van der Waals interactions. The way you calculate a bond potential for a van der Waals interaction is the same way as you calculate it for everything else. You don't have to put any extra information into the Schrodinger equation. You write down the standard Schrodinger equation for two helium atoms and just go at it like you always did. The difficulty is that the standard approximations for van der Waals forces usually don't calculate it correctly. But if you just keep going and guessing wave functions and keep trying, it's there inside the Schrodinger equation. I mean, you have to guess cleverly about the form of it, and you can also solve for the bond potential. It's the force that Gecko uses to climb on things. So there's nothing sticky. There's nothing sticky on Gecko feet. They're just using van der Waals forces, and the trick is to get enough atoms in contact. So their feet are designed in a way with very fine hairs on them, which when they put down, there's just a large area of contact of van der Waals forces. And you can hold on to things that way by just making a large contact area. And the trick about Gecko feet is that the Gecko can pick his foot up again, right? Because if it was sticky, you could put it down, but then you wouldn't ever get your foot up again. And with the way the hairs on the foot are, it's possible to reduce the area before he tries to lift his foot. Okay? And